Grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Our text for today comes from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us as adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Dear friends in Christ, in 2009, I went away to Canadian Forces Base Borden to take the training necessary to become a Canadian Forces Army chaplain. 20 Christian pastors of different stripes were thrown together for training and teamwork. And of course, we had roommates. Mine was an excellent man named Andrew Petarudis. He was also training to become a Greek Orthodox priest. Him and I had to clean our common room together. Together we had to work, we had to man a trench together, and of course we discussed theology into the wee hours of the night. We agreed on much. But one night we came to an impasse when I told him that I was sure of my salvation. The look on his face when I told him that I knew I was going to heaven was one of astonishment. "You cannot know that," he said. "I do know it," I said. "You can say with all certainty that you are going to heaven when you die? You're going to everlasting life?" he asked. "Most assuredly," I retorted. He asked, "So you've never had any doubts? You've never questioned your salvation? You've never questioned God's promises? You've never questioned God's love for you in bad situations or his presence in your life?" Now, Andrew was a smart fellow, smarter than me. And as soon as he asked the question, I knew he had me. "Yes, Andrew," I said, "I have doubted. I have questioned the Lord's promises and his presence in tough times. I have wondered about my destination at the end of all of this." "So you are not certain, or you have not always been certain?" "That's true," I said. "Have you been certain before and then not certain later on because you were struggling with sin or with trial?" "Yes," I said, knowing where he was going. "So it is possible you may feel uncertain again," he asked. "It is," I said. "So your certainty is uncertain," he said. I said, "Ephesians chapter 1 says this, God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." I continued, "God chose me. The word says so." Andrew said, "It says it chose us. I don't see your name written in the book. Your name, Van Manen, is not written in the book. You would think that if you were God's chosen one, your name would be written in the book. You doubt, you sin, and perhaps you don't meet all the parameters of holy and blameless that is said in this passage." And there it was, doubt. I was so sure a moment before, and doubt crept in with a few words of logic, a pointing out of my moral flaws and lack of faith. Andrew was right. How could I possibly be God's chosen? Israel were God's chosen people, and look how that went. God made a covenant with the Israelites, hauled them out of the land of slavery, out of the hands of the Egyptians. And for all God did for them, they broke his covenant, though he was a husband to them, so Scripture says. They saw the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. They walked out of the land of slavery across the dry ground of the Red Sea to safety. But they also walked away from God. Petarudis was right. I have not always done what God has asked. I have walked away from God in doubt. In the troubled and trying times, I have asked for a sign and received none. I've asked for relief, only be disappointed by its slowness or its lack of coming. Have I not knowingly sinned, saying, God will forgive me anyway? If holy and blameless is the parameters that I must be presented to the Father on judgment day, then I dare not say I have never doubted and I have never sinned. For my certitude of salvation may wax and wane, but my sin and my brokenness is sure. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, except one, God's chosen one, the Christ. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, the one true living God. Our God knew we would fail and we would fall. We would doubt and we would sin. So in loving kindness, he sent his Son to be a holy and blameless, unblemished sacrifice in our place and for our sake. Jesus came and took on human flesh to die the death that we deserved, and in that death pays for sins once and for all, that we might be forgiven for all of our sins, including sins of weakness and failings and doubt. The crowds at Christ's crucifixion, God's own chosen people, they jeer and they cheer Jesus' death on the cross and yell, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." He did not save himself because he is God's chosen one, the one chosen to die for us, the one chosen to save us. He was rejected by God so that we might be God's chosen ones, so that we might be presented to the Father as holy and blameless. In Ephesians, when Paul says holy and blameless, it is not an ethical imperative. It's not something for us to do. It is something that was done for us by Jesus. You, dear friends, are holy and blameless because Jesus has died for you and declared you so. You are holy and blameless in the sight of the Father for the sake of God the Son. When the Father chose his Son, he also chose those who are in him. Now, perhaps you're thinking I should have chosen a different text to joust with my roommate Andrew about, another verse to bolster my certainty. But dear friends, the passage in Ephesians is a passage of great comfort and certainty. I collected my thoughts after Andrew said all these things that were true about me, and I said, "Andrew, this is not about me, my sin or my doubt, but about what Jesus has done for me. When I doubt, I don't go to this passage and say, 'Can I be God's child? I have my doubts.' I go to this passage and say, 'I doubt, but it doesn't matter because I am God's child. I am chosen by God.'" "Chosen when?" Andrew asked. "Chosen in Christ in the waters of my baptism. Yes, my name is not written in the book, but Christ's name is written on me. I have received the name of Christ both upon my forehead and upon my heart, marking me as one redeemed by Christ the crucified." Paul says this, "But you were washed, you were made holy, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God." And again, Paul says, "For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And again, Paul says, "Do you not know that all of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." A new life, one that is holy and blameless in the sight of God for the sake of his Son. A new life that leads unto life everlasting. A new life of sure and certain hope in the one who was chosen to die for us that we might live. Dear friends in Christ, your baptism into Christ fulfills, surpasses, and shatters all the repetitive ritual sacrifices of the Old Testament that the priests needed to do in order to present themselves as holy and blameless before the altar of God. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Well, what does that mean? Everything that the Lord has done is credited to you. God chose us in Christ and credits all the work of Christ to us. His keeping of the law, his obedience, his stripes, the drops of his blood, his pain and his death, all given to us by credit for the sake of him who loved us before he created us in time. God says of his Son at his baptism and his transfiguration, "This is my Son, whom I love, my chosen one. With him I am well pleased." God takes that Son, whom he is well pleased with, the Son that he has chosen, and for his sake and by his work and by his death for you, he is well pleased with you and chooses you. I said to Andrew, "I am baptized. I am baptized. I am baptized. God's name is written on me." God has given you every spiritual blessing that Christ has earned for you in the waters of your baptism. As God said to the sons of Aaron in the Old Testament, "Speak to Aaron and speak to his sons, saying, 'Thus shall you bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace.' So shall you put my name upon my people, my chosen people, and I will bless them." God has placed his name upon you, and you are forgiven for all of your sins. You are his chosen, and in him, yours. is life everlasting. I am certain because God has said so. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now let us pray. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in and through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, Pastor Cy here. I hope this message was encouraging for you. At Riverbend Lutheran Church, our goal is to support Christians in their daily walk with God and in proclaiming the love of Christ to a lost and broken world. We're a small and inviting congregation welcoming any and all who are sinful, hurting, seeking, or simply broken. Whether you're already a Christian and are looking for a church home, or you're undecided about your faith and looking for answers, you are welcome here. We have a number of programs for all ages and walks of life. Sunday mornings we have worship followed by educational programs for all ages. Please join us. For more information, you can visit us online at www.riverbendlutheran.com, call us at 780-430-7382, or email me at pastor@riverbendlutheran.com. Better yet, stop in for a visit. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with His favor and grant you His peace.